From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, October 14th. Coming up, University of Illinois wheelchair athlete Susanna Scaroni won the Chicago Marathon on Sunday. We'll bring you a conversation with her to see how she feels after the race. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Democratic Illinois House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch is signaling possible state legislation to curb abuses by federal immigration enforcement agents. State lawmakers return to Springfield this week for the first half of a six-day fall legislative session. Welch did not get into specifics, but said a focus of potential legislation could be on making certain areas off limits for immigration enforcement agents.
If we can find a way to keep ICE from going into hospitals while people are recovering from injuries and surgeries, we want to keep them out of hospitals. If we can keep them out of courts and the areas around the courts, and we can do that properly, I would love to do that.
The speaker made his comments outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Facility in Broadview yesterday. Public transportation systems in Illinois face significant funding gaps and say they need state lawmakers to step in. IPM Student Newsroom's Juliana Means explains.
Illinois lawmakers passed a state budget in May that left a public transportation funding gap of $200 million. If not addressed, the deficit will grow to nearly $800 million by 2027. The deficit will not immediately affect Champaign-Urbana's MTD, says Deputy Managing Director Amy Schneider, but it may become a problem if a solution is not reached within a year.
We're cutting the margins so close with the revenue against the expenses. We could be down the road in a situation where things get tight.
MTD depends on a state-funded program to cover 65% of its operating expenses. Democratic State Representative Carol Ammons of Urbana tells IPM News that transit funding will be addressed during veto session, which starts this week. I'm Juliana Means, IPM News.
CUMTD is a financial supporter of Illinois Public Media. A University of Illinois alumna took first place in the Chicago Marathon women's wheelchair race on Sunday. Susanna Scaroni won the race with a time of just over 1 hour and 38 minutes. Scaroni trains at the U of I, which is an official training site for wheelchair racing in the Paralympic Games. She says the program has helped her and other teammates succeed.
I think it's just really cool. The program we have here is living up to the legacy that it kind of created in the sport.
Fellow U of I racer Tatiana McFadden took third place in the women's wheelchair race. Scaroni says she's now focused on recovering from the race and preparing for the New York Marathon on November 2nd. A shared kitchen space known as Chef Lab aims to promote community among culinary artists in the Champaign-Urbana area. IPM Student Newsroom's Anna Koh explains.
Culinary professionals can pay to book time at Chef Lab if they need space to prepare food for things like a food truck business, catering, and other food services. The lab is operated by Carla Chang, who also owns Bake Lab and Brew Lab, known for their high-end coffee and pastries. He says that while expanding Bake Lab, they needed a larger kitchen, and they came across a space that was too large for the lab's group, so they decided to open up to others.
One of the things that kind of motivated us to launch the program was our desire to kind of cultivate the food culture here in Champaign-Urbana. Most of the time, what you'll find walking down Green Street is either Chinese food or Mexican food, but we want to enrich the variety.
Chang says more than a dozen local food entrepreneurs currently use the space. I'm Anna Koh, IPM News.
Still to come, the University of Illinois wheelchair athlete Susanna Scaroni won the Chicago Marathon on Sunday. We'll bring you a conversation with her to see how she feels after the race. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 81 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 55 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 76 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 53 degrees and east wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 77 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, we'll talk about the latest with President Trump's push to deploy National Guard soldiers in Illinois. We'll preview the General Assembly's fall veto session. And we'll talk about Ballet Folklorico, a celebration of Mexican cultural heritage. I'm Brian Mackey. All that's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A wheelchair athlete who trains at the University of Illinois has added yet another medal to her accolades. Susanna Scaroni came in first in the Chicago Marathon's women's wheelchair race on Sunday. It's her second win in Chicago. IPM's Arjun Tucker spoke with the two-time Boston Marathon winner to reflect on her performance. He started by asking her how she feels after the win.
I feel tired, a little sore, but also very thankful. I think, you know, you never know. There's so many variables that can go on in a race. And so to have a day where I was actually, you know, feeling good, my equipment, everything went well. I was healthy. All happening on race day was awesome for me. I'm so happy. I've done this so many times that I know kind of the places in Chicago that my strengths kind of have an advantage at. And so I'm really grateful. I kind of took advantage of that early on, which is where they are, and it worked. But in addition to that, I also know that, you know, one of my top competitors, she also, I found out after the race, is not feeling that well. And so I, you know, you just really don't take for granted those days where you are feeling good and you're not, you know, battling anything. So feel for her, and also really grateful that I was able to have the day like yesterday.
What does this win mean for you after, as I understand it, having a flat tire interrupt your race at the Chicago Marathon last year?
Yeah. So I just, again, it's one of those things I never take anything for granted. When I, you know, don't get a flat tire, or I don't, have a number of other things that can happen. And so I've had a great summer training. You know, I didn't have any major track events this summer, so I was able to really focus on these fall marathons. And I love just being able for all of that to be able to be displayed on race day. And last year, you know, I also felt awesome. I felt strong. We had beautiful weather. And then at mile three, got a flat front tire. So just always grateful when things like that don't happen.
What did your preparation and training look like for this race? And how did that compare to past races?
I would say, you know, this year, the big difference for me this year was I did the Sydney Marathon on August 31st. So that was the first time I've ever done that race. And the main difference was it took me a while to recover from Sydney. So I don't know if it was more of the massive travel that was, or if my body's just getting older, or if there was other things going on. I think a lot of people I know in Champaign got sick around that time I got back. So all is to say, it was really the last, you know, 3 weeks I've been just trying to give my body the training, the consistent training, I guess, but also have to trust that it just needed time and hopefully would get back to where I was before Sydney. And so I kind of had to focus a lot on recovery, really leading into Chicago. But I'm happy that just a few days this week, I started feeling like I was really hitting speeds that I've been hitting. And so that was a major difference this year compared to others.
Looking ahead, were there, I guess I wanted to just ask in closing, what athletic goals you have for the future and what's next on your radar in terms of other races or events you'll be competing in?
Yeah, my next major, my next and my last major event this season is a New York City Marathon on November 2nd. And that one is also a really key one for me, especially. It's a hilly course. And it's also, I think I would say, the most challenging marathon. So really want to focus on my recovery, being healthy and strong for that day. But a big picture is that we are hosting the next Paralympic Games. So Los Angeles 2028, I think, is a huge, huge event on my radar, especially as an American. And the buildup to that, I think, is also really key and cool, as we can hopefully help, inform the public about para sports to get really pumped up for the Paralympic Games.
Thank you so much for your time, Suzanne, and hope the rest of the recovery goes well.
Thank you so much.
And that was Susanna Scaroni speaking with IPM's Arjun Tucker. Scaroni practices at the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic National Training Site for Wheelchair Track, which is located at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Juliana Means, Arjun Tucker, and Anna Koh. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hartwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.